have your Bible, turn this morning to John chapter 3. John chapter 3, verse 17. And the Bible says, "For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." Amen. He said, "For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God." I was thinking this morning, this past week, on how good God is, and how He blesses us on purpose, and how He gives us help every day. I got to thinking about the walk of life that we have. Amen. And we only get one chance at this. Amen. And I was just wondering. I was talking to a fellow today, and he was talking about. He was a Catholic fellow. He was talking about the chances that God gives us. And he was talking about a place called purgatory. I want to preach this morning, God to be my help, for just a minute, on this thought. What about purgatory? What about purgatory? Does God give second chances? Does God give second chances? He does while we're here. Praise God. Amen. He's the God of second chances. Amen. But as we see this, the Bible says here that God tells us here in His Word, He said that the world was condemned already. For those that's lost and undone without God, those that's never accepted Lord Jesus Christ, we're already living in condemnation. We're condemned already. Amen. In this present world that we live, what brings condemnation? The Bible teaches that it's unbelief. Unbelief brings condemnation. That means we're condemned already. What are we condemned to? We're condemned to death. Amen. Death is on, if you're not saved and born again this morning, death is on your doorstep. Death is following you. Death is your shadow. It's with you everywhere you go. Amen. You young people, listen to me this morning. Death is real. You may be young this morning. You say, "Well, that don't affect me." It may do it before this day's over. Amen. Amen. We're not promised tomorrow. Yeah. We need to take full advantage of today while we have today. Amen. But as we look at this, we see condemnation is because it brings, it's there because of unbelief. And the Bible says, the Bible gives us no place to be purified from sin. Amen? There's no place in the Bible that purifies us from our sin. Amen? But the Bible does give us a person who purifies us from our sin. That person is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. He came not to condemn the world, but through Him the world might be saved. Amen. He gives us an opportunity this morning to step out on a path of salvation, praise God, which is of the Lord this morning. It's not a someplace where we can hide out and wait for somebody to get us out. What do you say? I'm saying that the people that's trying to push, and that it's pushing hard on this stuff about purgatory and life after death and all this other stuff this morning. I want to say that purgatory teaches an incomplete salvation. I don't want part to be part of something that's incomplete. I want to be part of something that's complete. Amen. I tell you where they get their doctrine from. They get their doctrine, a couple verses from 2 Maccabees chapter 12, verse 39 through 42, I believe it is, where Judas Maccabees, now it's out of the Apocrypha, which is not even inspired of God. Amen. It's not inspired of God. It's got error in it. It's not consistent. It's inconsistent. I want to say our blessed old King James Bible, praise God, it's consistent this morning. It's without error. Amen. But they take just a few verses out of 2 Maccabees where Judas Maccabeus goes in and a whole bunch of the people have been slain. They've been killed and they're laying about. And when they go down there and they begin to investigate the situation, they begin to look in their cloaks and they've got all these idols. They got their, you know, they got their little crosses and their little beads and their little things inside their coats. They think that's going to make them better people. And he goes over there and he takes up an offer and sends it. The story goes, he takes up an offer and sends it to Jerusalem. And he says, you know what? He had it halfway right. He said, you know, God is a God of the, he really helps those that die godly. Amen. He does. Praise God. But he said, you know, and it says that he had this simple thought. He said, you know, why don't we just pray for those that die outside of God? See, that's where the error comes in. Praise God. If we're going to get in, praise God, if we're going to be saved, we've got to be saved while we're alive. Yes, sir. Amen. You can't be saved after you're dead. Amen. You don't get no help from the Lord after you're dead. Amen. Amen. The Bible teaches that plainly to me and you. How do we get saved? We get saved by trusting the Lord Jesus Christ, believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. When we come to the realization that we're all old sinners in need of a Savior. But Jesus tells the disciples here, he said, hey, you're condemned already. Because of our sinfulness, he said, we're already condemned. But said Jesus came to forgive us our sins. Amen. The only way to get forgiveness is through realizing that we're old sinners. Amen. Every one of us this morning are old sinners. What does that mean? What does it mean when I say I'm an old sinner? It means I'm apt to sin. That means I do things that's not right in the eyes of God. That's unrighteousness. That's not right in the eyes of God. Amen. But Jesus said there's a way out of that. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, he said, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He didn't say some unrighteousness. See, if you believe there's a purgatory day, you have to believe that his blood wasn't sufficient, that he just cleanses you from some unrighteous, some things that weren't right, and not all the things that weren't right. But the Bible says if we confess our sin, amen, that He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins, all of them, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad for that? Yes, see, I don't have to worry about, praise God, if I keep them under the blood, I don't have to worry about standing before Him and giving the count, praise God, and Him saying, depart from me, I never knew you. Amen. Amen. Bringing up all these things I've done, praise God. I keep them under the blood. But in order to do that, we have to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to trust Him for our salvation. Look over to Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10. Let's start at verse 34. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. That righteousness, what did we say it was? That's right in the eyes of God. In other words, what God says is right. He said that what, if we do what God says right, then it's acceptable. If we don't do what's right with God, then it's not acceptable. That means it's unacceptable. You know what that means? Amen? It means it's unacceptable. Amen? He said, but in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted of him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word I say, you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. Amen. And we are witnesses of all these things which he both did in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly. Not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is He which was ordained of God, now listen, to be the judge of quick and dead. But that's living, praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. And those that died without Him, one day, praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ, He will judge us all. Amen. As our righteous judge. But notice verse 43, He said, to Him give all the prophets witness, that through His name, whosoever believeth in Him shall receive remission of sins. Putting them away. Amen. How do we get remission of sin? How do we get our sins put away? By believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. We must believe on Him. Amen. Trust in, rely on, and adhere to. That's what believing means. Amen. Trust in, rely on, and adhere to what God says. What the Lord says. Because the Lord says the same thing as the Father. Because they're one. Amen. Bless His holy name. So when we begin to preach, we begin to pray, we begin to magnify God, we begin to see the Lord moving in a miraculous way. Praise His holy name. And He began to see old sinners while we're living. Amen. Get to where we need to be. You say, why you emphasize that, preacher? Because Jesus says, while we're living, we can be saved. Look over at John chapter 11. John chapter 11, verse 25, Jesus said unto her, and He's talking to Martha. Remember, Lazarus has died. Amen. And he said, your brother's going to live again. And she said, our brother shall rise again. He said, I know he shall rise again in the resurrection last day. And Jesus said, verse 25, John chapter 11, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Now listen to this. And whosoever, now you're to underline this, whosoever liveth, you're to underline that, whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this. Amen. He said, if you're a living, praise God, and you believe on me, you won't die. But what happens to those that go out of here and die and never believe on Him? They'll die and die and die throughout all eternity, lost without God. Amen. But He said, if you believe on Him, whosoever liveth and believeth on Him. He's talking about a complete salvation. Amen. See, if they was a purgatory, then they would be an incomplete salvation. But I want to say, Brother Charles, there's a complete salvation. It's a no-soul salvation. Amen. John chapter 5 said, we can know that we have the Lord Jesus Christ. We can know that we've been born again. Amen? Praise be to God. It's a no-soul. We can know that we've been saved. A complete salvation, Lord Jesus Christ. Look at Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. The Bible says this. There is, now underline this word, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Amen? There is therefore now no condemnation. Now. He said right now. He said that there is therefore now, right now, the present time, no condemnation. Means we're not condemned to them which are in Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 8, verse 1, no condemnation now. He said there is now, present time, no condemnation. Means if we're in Christ Jesus, we're not condemned to death. We're not condemned to die. And He gives us our walking papers. He said, who walk not after the flesh. Amen. He said, we don't do things to please the flesh. I'm talking about complete salvation. We do those things that please God. Who walk not after the flesh, but what? After the Spirit. Amen. Verse 14, he says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So he said, those that are bought with a price, those that's not condemned, are those, praise God, those that's not condemned now, praise God, are those that's walking with God. Being led of the Spirit, amen, to a relationship with God. I'm talking about a complete salvation. Those changes begin to take place in our life. Getting us ready for the kingdom of God. To be God's little children. Praise God. And He lays it down, glory to God, pretty straightforward. Amen, for me and you. There's now no condemnation to them that are in the Lord Jesus Christ. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen. First Corinthians chapter 9, it says this. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, chapter 6, verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. I'll give you time to get there. I'm talking about this complete salvation. Salvation. I'm afraid we're missing it this morning. Amen? Because we're not walking after the flesh. We're being led by the Spirit. If you're a child of God. He said, then there's no condemnation. See, I'm afraid we're living with condemnation because we're not walking after the Spirit. Because we're not in Christ. It bothers me. He said, know ye not. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Those that are not right, those that are unrighteous, are not right in the eyes of God. Amen? And look what he says next. Be not deceived. It breaks my heart this morning, Brother Bill, because I think so many people are being deceived by the devil and the flesh and being led astray. But God says, he said, hey, the unrighteous, those that's not right with God, will not be in heaven. They're going to miss it. And it breaks my heart. He said, hey, tell them, don't be deceived, Landon. Don't let the devil influence you. Praise God. Trust in the Lord. Sell out, praise God, for the Lord Jesus Christ, and go with Him, Amen. Led of the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. He said, don't be deceived. Youngins, we can't be deceived. We have to be vigilant. Because our adversary, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he will devour. Amen. So he tells us straight up, he said, don't be deceived. Don't get caught up in deception. And he goes on and said, neither fornicators. You know what that is? That's people that have sex outside marriage. He said, don't get caught up in that, young people. Listen, I'm talking to you this morning. Hey, don't get caught up in that. And though you say, well, the whole world's doing it. And the world's wrong. Amen. He said, we're not to be fornicated. We're not to have sex outside marriage. We're not to shack up and live together to try it out like some old cow, praise God. We're supposed to love the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, and keep ourselves holy unto Him. Doing that, that's right in the eyes of God. Amen. Anything else is deception this morning. Please help us, young. Don't be deceived. Amen. Don't be no fornicator. Amen. Hey, your body is a vessel, very temple of God, Jesse. Amen. When you defile that thing, he said to fornicate is to defile the temple. All other things, he tells us over there, a little further along, I believe, in verse 6, chapter 6, he said, flee fornication. Because he said those things that you do, he said all the other things you do are sins with that. But he said that very sin is the one that defiles your body. It defiles the temple. Amen, of the living God. And he said he would say, flee that mess. But neither fornicators. And he goes on and says, neither idolaters. He may say, don't you put anything else before God. You young people, listen to me. Don't put nothing before God. Walk with Him, praise God, in earnest of heart. Amen. And He'll bless you, praise God, when you put Him first. Amen. You mamas and daddies, if you'll put Him first, our children come along and they'll be first with Him too. Or you'll be first with Him if we just trust the Lord. He said, no, neither fornicators nor idolaters nor adulterers. Amen. Listen, I'm telling you, we're living in a day and a time when people are just putting ourselves in all kind of predicaments. Amen. We got a place where we got so many women, so many ladies working in the workplace, and they're out there with a whole bunch of old men. And if we ain't very careful, we put ourselves out there with them. Amen. And we begin to communicate. We begin to be in close quarters with one another. And if we ain't very careful, amen, listen to me. We'll slip off somewhere for a cup of coffee or something. And the next thing you know, we're caught up in an adulterous situation. Because your flesh, you say, well, preacher, I never did. Your flesh ain't that strong. Your flesh is not that strong. You'll be slipping off with them. You'll be doing things that you know you shouldn't do. Amen. Your flesh will override you, praise God, and you'll be in a situation and just before you know it that you can't get out of. You done messed up. Amen. Then there's no going back. You say, well, preacher, how do we keep from? We need to keep our distance.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. We need to keep our hands off of these women, these other men. Amen. We don't need to, hey, you know, we need to treat them. The Bible said we need to treat these other ladies that's not our wife like our sisters. Amen. Amen. Not like some sex object. We're supposed to treat them like sisters
Amen.
In the Lord. Amen. God help us. He said, don't be deceived. Don't get caught up in this mess. He said, nor effeminate. That's men, you boys. Act like men. Don't you go around acting like a bunch of sissies. Amen. You boys, you young boys, you stand up and you act like men.
Amen.
You act like you're supposed to, like a man, praise God. You stand up and you take responsibility for yourself. Amen. You take responsibility for what you do. You take responsibility for what you say. You take responsibility for how you act. You be men, praise God. You don't be women. You don't act like women. You don't dress like women.
Amen.
And you women today, you young girls, you listen to me. Don't you act like men. God created you. He never made no mistake. If you were born a girl, you stay a girl. You act like a girl, and you'll be respected like a girl.
Amen.
And let me just say this, young ladies, listen to me. If some old boy comes along, tries to put his hands on you, praise God, you punch him right in the face.
Amen.
Amen. Tell him keep his hands to himself. Praise God. He's not going to touch you till you're married.
Amen.
Bible said the marriage bed is not defiled. Praise the Lord. God help us this morning. Don't get deceived, young and praise God. God is not mocked this morning.
Amen.
Amen. He's real and He's alive and He's here to help us. I wouldn't tell you this if I didn't love you. I know God can help us today. I don't know where you're at, but God does. Praise God. And He'll never steer you wrong. Bless His holy name. He's alive and well this morning. Amen. He said not to be effeminate nor abusers of themselves. Mankind, that's homosexuality. Amen. It's ungodliness. It's sodomy. Amen. God hates that mess. God still hates sodomy. I don't care what the NIV says. They can call them shrine prostitutes. They can call them homosexual offenders. All they want to. It's still sodomy. And it's wicked in the eyes of God. Men with men and women with women. It's ungodliness.
Amen.
They receive within themselves the recompense of their error, which is meat. Amen. That's why you got all these diseases now. That's why you sleep with somebody outside marriage. They get some disease, Jesse, and you die. Amen. Amen. I'm just telling you the truth this morning from my heart. God said there's a better way, praise God, if we're not deceived and we know the truth. The truth will set us free. Amen. Praise God this morning. It'll help our heart, praise God, to grow fonder than we've ever been. Get up close. He said, draw nigh to me, praise God, and I'll draw nigh to you. You can't draw nigh to God, praise God, if you're deceived. Amen. We've got to slip out from under that cloak of deception. We've got to have our eyes wide open in these last days. Amen. We need to have our eyes. You hear me, church? We need to have our eyes wide open so we can see the deception of the devil, because it's trying to sneak in. It's everywhere. Amen. It's in all of our families. Amen. Don't you look at your neighbor. You better look at yourself. Look, we better look at ourselves. We better see where we are. Because deception's knocking on our door. And pray God, we better, like Brother Plemons said, we better let Jesus answer it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. You say, why are you telling? I'm saying that, hey, praise God, because it's important, because it's right. He said, nor thieves. Amen. In other words, you don't take stuff it ain't yours. You hear me, young people? Amen. If it ain't yours, it ain't yours. You don't ever pick up nothing, carry it off. You don't say, hey, can I have this? Amen. You don't just carry it off because it's there. It's not yours. It belongs to somebody else. Somebody else had to work hard to get that. If they want you to have it, they can give it to you. But don't you take nothing. Because if you take something without asking, then you're a thief. Amen. You say, well, they're just little kids. They're old enough to know. That's what's wrong with the world today. We're letting them be deceived, thinking everything's okay. Praise God. Everything ain't okay this morning. God Almighty's on the throne, and He will not be mocked. Amen. Bless His holy name. Whew. I feel right nice in my soul. Amen. He said, nor covetous. That means you ain't supposed to want something ain't yours. That goes wrong with that thieving. He said, nor drunkards. That means we stay away. You know, the Bible says that children of God, we are priests with Christ. And He said we're supposed to abstain from all that. Amen. We're not supposed to take anything, any hard beverage. Amen. Amen. Because we're supposed to abstain from the very appearance of evil. But He said, we are priests with God. And He told the priest, He said, you never take of the vine. Amen. He said, well, preacher, is it all right for a child of God just take a little sip? No. Amen. It's not. Because they're saying now that there's a trigger in your brain. If you take a little sip of alcohol, that it triggers that thing and you become an alcoholic. Amen. One drink, Landon, they say, can trigger it and make you an alcoholic. So how do we keep from becoming an alcoholic? How do you keep from becoming an alcoholic, Alexander? Never drink. Never take that first beer that some old boy offers you, some old girl. Never take that first drink of liquor. Never take it, praise God, and you'll never want it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Don't be no drunkard. Now, let me just say something else while I'm here, too. Those marijuana joints that these folks are smoking, and they're trying to tell you that it's just a herb, it's okay for you. Some of these states done voted it in, said, you know, it's all right, it's medicinal. Yeah, it's medicinal, right? It's part of the curse, and it's destroyed our brains. You say, well, preacher, it won't hurt you. I can take you right now and show you a boy. His mind, he done made, he smoked marijuana all his life, and his brain's so fried, praise God, he can't tell time. Amen. It'll destroy you. It'll destroy you. You'll never have nothing when you fool with that stuff.
Amen.
You might as well take your money when you get your paycheck, rip it up and throw it in the trash can, praise God, because you'll never have nothing and you'll never amount to nothing. You'll never be a child of God while you're smoking dope. Amen. I'm just being honest this morning. No, I know how to be. Praise God. He said we can't be drunkards. He said now we can't be revilers. That's somebody that speaks words that destroy. That's words that tear down. He said, praise God. We're not supposed to do that. He said, we're supposed to speak words. You're supposed to, preacher, you're tearing us up. No, I'm trying to build you up, praise God, in Lord Jesus Christ, by telling you the truth.
Amen.
The truth will make you free, praise God. Amen. Nor extortioners. You know, that comes with that drunkenness, that reviling. You become an extortioner. You'll get it any way you can. Amen. You will. You'll be whatever it takes to get that. You'll do it. You say, well, preacher, you don't know what you're talking about. What about all these homes up and down this valley? That the door's been kicked in the middle of the night, and their stuff's been carried out. It's because of that wickedness. Praise God. That started out with drunkenness and alcoholism, and drug abuse. Praise God, and led to extortion. Amen. It's all wickedness. God says, don't be deceived. Said, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. They won't be, none of these people, did you hear me? None of these people will be in heaven. They won't be there. He said, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of heaven. Now listen to what he says in verse 11. And such were some of you. But I want you to underline that word were. Amen. So the same were some of you. Some of us was in that condition. But praise God, thanks to the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He forgave us our sin and we come out of that. Amen. If you're a child of God, praise God, this morning, and you're trusting in and you're looking for the kingdom and looking for the Lord's appearing, praise God, we're not in that mess. We come out of that, praise God. We step out of that, whatever it takes, praise God. We say, Lord God, I need deliverance.
Amen.
Amen. And we say, Lord, you know, I need you to help me. Get me out of this mess that I'm in. Whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Amen. Whatever it takes to deliver me, to set me free. Amen. I want to know that I'm going to heaven, praise God. Because there is no second chance. Amen. and such were some of you, but you are washed, but you are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Know what he says there? But he said, they something bigger than us come into us, praise God, took up his abode. Amen. And he began to change us from inside out. And he began to make a difference in our life. And he began to show us those errors of our ways, praise God, so that we could correct them. Amen. Because God is not mocked. Amen. Don't be deceived, and don't let deception. We have a complete salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ if we're not deceived. Amen. Know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying it's just time to do right. Amen. It's just time to fix that's wrong. Praise God. Because we have a complete salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's there for us. Amen. You know, let me show you right quickly, and I'm gonna finish up. I'm going to hurry. Hey, look at Hebrews chapter 10. We have a complete salvation. Amen. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 10. He said, by the which we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Jesus, hey listen, Jesus was only offered one time, but he was sufficient, amen, to take care of our sins. Look at verse 12. But this man, Jesus, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. You know why there's no purgatory today, Brother Bill? Because Jesus has made a sacrifice for sins. Amen. He's left out, praise God, and he's sitting at the right hand of the Father. He's not there to make offerings and sacrifice. He was the sacrifice of sin. Amen. And now he's sitting at the right hand of the Father, praise God, Brother Eddie, to make intercession for you and me. Amen. To send the Holy Ghost to speak to our heart and say, hey, don't go there. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. Amen. Look at verse 14. He said, for by one offering He hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. If there was a purgatory, He'd have to keep perfecting. But praise God, He said, because of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He's perfected those that are born again forever. Amen. Them that are sanctified, praise the Lord. Amen. In other words, your sins, he takes them, He cleans them up if we've truly been born again. Look at verse 17. He said, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Amen. He said, now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. That's why we got to draw close to the Lord. That's why we got to realize that there's complete salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He points us. He is that way of salvation. We have that blessed assurance. Complete salvation. But you know why we have trouble with that? I'll tell you why we have trouble with that. Because we don't realize how we die. Amen. We have trouble living for Jesus because we don't realize how we die. Amen. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, or chapter 11, verse 3, the Bible says, and if a tree fall toward the south or toward the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. I wonder this morning, which way are you leaning? Which way are we leaning? If we're leaning toward Jesus, praise God, when we fall, when we go out of here, Brother Charles, we'll be with Jesus. But if we're leaning away from Jesus, hello? Amen? Where you fall, that's where you lie. There ain't nobody going to light candles. There ain't nobody going to pay you out. It ain't of worth. Now listen to me. If you could pay it out, what about that rich man and that poor man? Over in Luke chapter 16, the Bible said there was a rich man and a poor man. Lazarus was the poor man. That rich man fared sumptuously every day. Had all kind of, and the Bible said they died. Amen. And it said the angels of the Lord picked up old Lazarus, carried him to Abraham's bosom. Glory, hallelujah. But said the rich man died and in hell lift up his eyes. But if they was a place called purgatory, wouldn't that be a little off-sided? Because that rich man could light more candles. That rich man could have more prayers offered up. Amen? What would that poor man, he'd have to count on some old priest, pray God maybe somewhere that might remember him a time or two. But he's no respecter of person. Amen. He loves us all the same. That's why there is no permanent door. Because if he is, it would be of works and not of grace. Amen. Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord. But that rich man, he's in hell. Lift up his eyes, being in torments. Plural. And he looked across that gulf fix, that's a doctor's term. He said for a open wound. Amen. You know what that means? That means that rich man looked across the open wound of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He rejected and denied and said, I don't need God. I don't need the Lord to help me. I'll do it on my own. And he lifted up in hell, been in torment. He looked over Father Abraham, old saint of God. And he said, Father Abraham, send Lazarus to put one drop on my tongue. And he says, hey, you got yourself in this minute. I can't help you. Man, hey, and if they was ever a saint, it was no Father Abraham. They can pray to all these other saints all they want to. They ain't going to get no help. He said, there's a great gulf fixed between me and you. He said, you can't come to us and we can't get to you. He said, you sealed your destiny, praise God, when you made your decision. Amen. He said, I can't get there now. It's sealed, praise God. Revelation chapter 22. Verse 11, he said, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He which is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is holy, let him be holy still. Amen. When you die, praise God, lost without God, you'll be lost throughout eternity. If you're right with God when you die, you'll be right with God through eternity. Amen. Praise God. That rich man still lost today, screaming in the regions of the damned. Amen, with that great gulf fixed. Couldn't get there, amen. Nobody could pray for him. Nobody. He said, well, just send Lazarus to my brothers, praise God, if I left behind. They said, hey, if he won't hear, hey, listen, you know what old Abraham told him? He said, they've got Moses and the prophets, hear ye them. He said, no, but Father Abraham, if Lazarus went from the dead, he said, it wouldn't make no difference. He said, I can't grant that wish anyway. Amen. They go to hell. They'll never pray them out. They'll be there forevermore, lost in the regions of the damned. There ain't no getting them out then. They can't come out. Revelation chapter 20, verse 15 said, when it's all said and done, they'll be judged and cast into the lake of fire. Could you imagine burning, being tormented away from God all your life? And then at the very end, praise God, you judge. He said, you know what? You're wicked and undone out God. You never see men cast them into the lake of fire to be burnt forevermore. Amen. What about purgatory? What about it this morning? There's no such place. Amen. You're either saved or you're lost. How that tree falls, that's the way it lays. If your tree, your life falls towards Jesus, it's leaning towards Jesus, it'll fall towards Jesus. And that's where you'll spend eternity. But if your life is leaning away from the Lord Jesus Christ, you listen to me. You young people, listen. If your life's leaning away from the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll fall away from the Lord forever. Amen. I want to say there is no purgatory this morning. Listen to me, people. There is no purgatory. There is no second chance after death. You're alive and breathing this morning. Today is the day you need to make decisions in your life. Which way you're leaning. Because by this time next Sunday morning, we may have to stand over a wooden box and say words over you. But we need to be deciding this morning which way we're leaning. As we stand here this morning, as you stand here this morning, I want you to ask yourself, which way am I leaning? Which way are you leaning? There's no purgatory. There's no second chance. The choices that we make right now is the choice that's going to stick with us throughout eternity. Which way are we leaning this morning?